Empowerment
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, and welcome to Empowerment Place. I'm Prophet Cheryl Ford, and I'm here for Prophet Valerie Burrell, and I just want to thank her for the opportunity. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about the covenant that God has made to man. And we see throughout the Bible that God has made many covenants with mankind. So we're going to look at some of the covenants that God has made. Now, the word covenant means an agreement. And it's usually formal, and it's between two or more people to do something that's specific or specified. So God has cut covenant with man throughout the Bible. And some of the covenants we're going to look at tonight is, we're going to look at the first one is going to be a covenant for forgiveness of our, and when we look at Matthew's on the 26th chapter, 26 and 28 verse, says Jesus established a new covenant the night before his crucifixion. Jesus said to his disciples at the Last Supper, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Now, that word remission means pardon or forgiveness. So Jesus was telling them, "This is my blood that I'm shedding so that your sins can be forgiven." And because of Jesus laying his life down on that cross for us, shedding his blood for us, then now when we go to God and we ask forgiveness, God forgives us for our sins. And I love the Bible because it talks about, there's a scripture in the Bible that tells us how when we ask God for forgiveness, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us for our sins. And he takes it even further than that. It says not only does he forgive us for our sins, but he washes our sins away as far as the east is from the west. And, you know, that doesn't connect. So we serve a powerful God who loves us so much that he's willing to forgive us for our sins. Now, the next covenant we're going to look at is the covenant of deliverance. God has promised us that he will deliver us. And if we look at Psalms in the 31st, a righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. God is a deliverer. And in the New Testament, we find out that Jesus had a healing and deliverance ministry. But God wants us delivered in times of trouble. All we have to do is call out to him. There have been times in my life when I just said, "God, help me." And I'm telling you the truth, he shows up, and he's faithful, just like his word said. He's true to his word. He's faithful. He's just, and he will show up. So I'm encouraging you tonight. Maybe you're out there and you feel like that your back is up against the wall. Try calling on Jesus. God shows up. I'm not the only one that he showed up in times of trouble. You know what he did for the Israelites? When he had delivered them out of Egypt, the Israelites stayed in Egypt for 400 years as slaves in bondage. And when God sent Moses to deliver the people out, and they had gotten to the point where they were at the Red Sea, and God had already hardened Pharaoh's heart to follow them, and because God had said in the word that he wanted to get honor out of Pharaoh. So he allowed the people to be put in a position where it looked like their enemy was about to overtake them. It looked like the enemy was going to gain the victory. You know, because if they looked at one side, all they could see was the sea, and they looked at the other side, it was behind them, and they could see the army was coming up, you know, trying to overtake them. But God then, and you know, somebody out there, you need to know this today, that Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He stepped in, yes, it was back there in Egypt. Yes, it was with the Israelites. Yes, he delivered those people. It was over 2 million of those people where God did something supernatural in their life. He caused Moses to stretch forth his hand, and then he caused the sea to just divide. And the Bible says in the next day, when they looked out, the sea had divided. God caused the sea to roll back. It was like a wall where the Israelites could walk out on dry land. We serve the same powerful God today. Maybe your situation isn't that you're facing the sea, but you're facing some situations that seem to be overwhelming or look like you can't come out by yourself. call on Jesus, telling you, I'm a living witness, that when you call on God, you just say, God, help me, Jesus, he shows up. Just like he did for the Israelites, they walked through on dry land. Their feet didn't even get wet. God has a way of stepping in where he comes in and he rescues you. And like folks say, some people say, you don't even look like what you've been through. Well, that's the type of God that we serve. And I'm telling you today, I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a deliverer. I know him to be a way maker. I read the Bible and I see in the Bible where God has stepped in people's situations. And with Gideon, and he had 32,000 men at one time, and God cut them all the way down to a little amount. And then God gives them the victory over a huge army where it looks like there's no way he could have a victory outside of supernatural intervention. Someone out there, you're listening today, God is going to supernaturally intervene on your behalf. It looks rough. It looks like the enemy is about to gain the victory, but God's going to turn that situation around. I got a word from Prophet Valerie Burrell on just on yesterday, and she texted me and she said how she felt that there's a turning, there's a shifting in the atmosphere. So I just want to put that out there in this atmosphere this evening that God is shifting things on your behalf. It might look like you wasn't going to gain the victory, but know today, as of this moment right now, I decree over your life victory in Jesus' name, that God will supernaturally turn your situation around so that you can get the victory and God can be glorified in that situation. Praise God. We have another covenant that God has given us, and it's a covenant of favor. I love this one, too. The Bible says he will cause us to have favor with him and favor with man. And then there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how he will cause his favor to compass us a shield. So we thank God that we're crowned with favor. And when you get up in the morning, I tell my people, I pastor, God has blessed me. I'm the senior pastor of New Creation Ministry, which is located at 61 Cross Creek Lane in Cross Creek, Virginia. And I tell my people, expect favor. When you get up in the morning, expect the favor of God to greet you. Expect that when you go to ask someone for something, that the answer is going to be yes. Whatever the need is that God will provide, expect favor from God. Bless Jesus. So I'm just going to put that out there for you. When you get up this week, expect God's favor. Over the weekend, expect that favor of God. Bless Jesus. Some people say we're favorites. Bless the Lord. Know that today, God is not a respecter of persons. If he allows somebody else in your life to walk in churches, walking in supernatural favor, that same supernatural favor can be yours today as well. You're not coveting what they've got, but God has enough favor to give you favor as well. So I'm going to decree over your life that from this day forward that you'll walk in supernatural favor. I call for favor, the favor of God upon your life in Jesus' name. And also, we want you to get ready because by the end of the broadcast, before it's over, we're going to be praying for the sick. Bless you. So we want you to be able to get in on that prayer. So if you know of anyone that's in need of prayer for healing today, why don't you go ahead and inbox that person, message that person, text them, call them on the phone, let them know that we will be praying for the sick by the end of the broadcast so they can get in and then, or send in your prayer request so we can pray for you, bless Jesus, or pray for your loved ones. We would love to do that. Another covenant that God has for us as people is a covenant of provision of care. You know, in Psalms it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you know a shepherd provides for the sheep, right? God wants to do that for us today. He is still Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So whatever your need is today, maybe you have a financial need. Know today that God's able to take care of that need. But what he wants us to do is trust in him. He wants us to trust in his ability to provide for us. In the New Testament, it tells us that don't even worry about what you're going to put on. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. Why? Because God is able. God is able to meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So God doesn't want us to be caught up in worry He doesn't want us to be caught up in. He doesn't want us to be grumbling or complaining. He wants us to learn how to put our trust in him. Know that he's the proven God. Know that he is the great I am. He can do all things but fail. And your situation is not too hard for God to handle. No, it's just another situation that God can work in to show himself strong on your behalf. God is a faithful God. Believer, he loves you. He wants to work that situation out for you. And I decree over your marriage right now, I'm sensing in the spirit that somebody's having problems in your marriage. And I decree healing in your marriage. I decree deliverance in your marriage today. I decree favor for you in your marriage. And I decree that your marriage, by the stripes of Jesus, is healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we decree healing over your marriage, over your family, over your house, Jesus' name. Bless God. Hallelujah. Now, your responsibility to that is all you have to do is receive it. Bless God. Believe it and receive it. And how you do that? God is mine. I believe that. I receive that. I take that word for myself. Bless Jesus. Glory to God. And just have faith in God, and God will perform that he has promised in your life. Now, the next covenant we're going to look at is a covenant of fruitfulness. In the beginning, in Genesis, God tells Adam and Eve, he says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So God has a covenant where he wants us to be fruitful. And maybe you're out there today and you've been wanting to be fruitful. You've been wanting to give birth and have children. Because over my years, I've run into people that have had a problem with bearing children, you know, having children out of their own body. And if that's you, go ahead and put your hand on your body right now. If you're married and you want to have children, go ahead and put your hand on your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind up everything, every obstacle, every hindrance that would try to hinder you from conceiving and bearing fruit, bearing children in Jesus' name. And I loose your womb to be fruitful in Jesus' name. And I loose you to bear and to have fruit. I loose you to bear and to have children in Jesus' name. And I ask God to touch your womb now and to heal your womb and to open it up so that you can conceive and bear children for his glory and for his glory, so that God can get the glory out of your testimony, out of that beautiful child that you're going to have in Jesus' name. Bless God. Hallelujah. And again, all you have to do is receive that because God is faithful. And also, we find in the Bible, it talks about being fruitful. In John, the 15th chapter, he says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now, this verse he's talking about, that you should be rich in good works, faithful and successful in spreading the gospel. So God wants us to bear fruit as far as having children, and also in ministry. God wants us to be fruitful in bearing good fruit for the ministry, winning souls, doing the works that Jesus did, and even greater works. God wants us to go ye throughout the world, tell somebody the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell my church members all the time, listen, you don't have to know the Bible front to back. It is very good if you do. Bless Jesus. Go ahead and study to show yourself approved. Bless Jesus. But when it comes to witnessing to somebody, that's not a time to quote the whole Bible to them. That's a time to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. Let them know about the God that loved you so much that he came into your life when you invited him in. Saved you, healed you, delivered you, and set you free. Tell them what he did for you. And then invite them to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's bearing fruit. When that person gives their life to God, we don't know what the outcome is going to be, how many people they're going to, you know, affect for the gospel, how many people they're going to win. You know, they can be someone that could go out and win millions for Christ. We don't know. But the Bible does say that we're to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been commissioned to go ye therefore. We've got to tell somebody. I remember a story in the Bible about a woman that Jesus met at a well. And she was there, you know, getting water. and she had an encounter with Jesus that changed her life forever. This woman was broken, and she had suffered a lot because she had had several husbands, the Bible had said, because Jesus asked her what was her husband, and she told him she didn't have one, and he said, you know, you're telling the truth, because the one you have right now isn't your husband. But after her encounter with Jesus, her life was changed in such a that she went out telling everybody, come see a man. Her life was impacted by Jesus Christ. And as we tell our testimonies to, you know, different people in the marketplace, on the job, or maybe in the grocery store, when we tell our testimony, we're pretty much saying the same thing. Come see a man. You know, I've met somebody that I want you to know about. He's good to me. He talks with me. You know, he loves me unconditionally. And tell him about the one that's the lover of your soul, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless Jesus. So you can bear fruit. I remember many years ago, I was at a church service, and Merlin Hickey was there. And I remember her standing in front of me as she was praying, and one of the prophecies she gave me, she said, God wants you to bear much fruit. And at that time, I didn't know. I didn't have a clue, you know, pretty much what she was saying until I went and began to research it. Then I saw that, oh, yes, okay, he wants me to bear much fruit in the gospel. Okay, God, I get you. So one of my desires is to win millions for the Lord, millions of souls. I bless God. He's given me the opportunity to be on TV, and the TV broadcast reached 23 million homes. So I thank God, and I was able to give an invitation for people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So I thank God for that opportunity. And I don't want to stop with that. I want to continue to go forward because we all want to please him, and it's a good thing to want to please God. Now, another one of the covenants that God has promised us, and that's the covenant of long life. And I love this one because the Bible says that we can have long life. And actually, in the Old Testament, it talks about how we can actually have 120 years. And let's look at, well, in Psalms 91 and 16, verse says, long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And then now when we look at Genesis in the 6th chapter, in the 3rd verse, it tells us, it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. That's right. Bless Jesus, glory to God. We get to have 120 years if we can believe God for the 120 years. That's excellent news, isn't it? God, hallelujah. Now, another one of the covenants we want to look at, and that's the covenant of healing. In Exodus, in the 15th chapter, the 26th verse, it says, I am the Lord who heals you. You remember when Moses was having a conversation with God, and this is right before God sent him to Egypt to deliver his people. Moses asked God, he said, well, who should I say sent me? And God told him, the response was, say that I am, I've sent you. So when Moses went to tell, he was able to say, you know, I am that I am, sent me. Now, in Exodus, the 15th chapter, 26th verse, we see that same I am, who's now saying, I am the Lord who heals you. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God wants, it was never God's intention for man to be sick. It was never God's intention for man to be strung out. It was never God's intention for man to be without him. God loves us. He wants the best for us. You've heard it time and time again. God loves you. He doesn't hate you. You know, he wants you healed. He wants you delivered. He wants us set free. He wants us walking in the victory that he has provided for us. Now, I want to answer a question tonight because I've heard this. Is healing relevant? Is healing for today? Does God really heal people today? Now, we know in the Bible that God healed people. He healed people from leprosy. I mean, when Jesus walked the earth himself, he healed the lepers, he opened up blinded eyes. There was a verse in the Bible in in Luke chapter 4, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, a recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." So when Jesus was on the earth, he opened up blinded eyes, people that were deaf and the deaf ears unstopped. There were times when he prayed for multitudes, and people, no matter what the disease was, they got healed. That was the power that he walked in. And that same power is available today. God is still healing today, and he wants us to know that. Now, this is something that the Word says about healing. He says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, that's a promise from God. Also, in Matthew, the 7th chapter, it says, "Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open." And in Malachi it says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." So, yes, healing is for today. I'm going to use some of the testimonies that I have recently. I believe it was last month I was blessed to go to Hampton to preach at a church called Still Waters. It's a new ministry there. And while I was there and I was praying, after preaching, I was able to pray for the sick. We had several people that came up for healing, and I would put the microphone in front of their mouth so they can testify what had happened. And person after person testified how the pain was gone, the ailment was gone, the disease was gone. There was a couple of people there that had problems where their ears were not open, and healing is for today. And even at the end of that service, I remember a young lady coming to me, and she was thanking me, and she made this comment. She said, "You saved my life." Now, of course, I didn't do anything. It was God, because all I do is pray for people, and God is the one that actually heals them. So God was the one that saved her life today. But even after that, when the pastor contacted me, she messaged me to tell me that they were still talking about the service and how so many people got healed that night. And one of the reasons they asked me to come to minister there that day is because they said they were having so many people in the church that were sick and in need of healing. So if you are, maybe your church is in a situation like that, or maybe you know of a church that needs someone that can come that operates and flow in the healing anointing, you can go to my website, which is CherylForestMinistries.com, and you can contact me on there, and we can get together and see how we can come out and be a blessing to your church. But even on last Saturday, God blessed me, and I was at a church called Ambassadors for Jesus Christ, which is located in Hampton, Virginia. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move there after I preached, and it was one lady in particular that she had came up to the altar, and her testimony after the prayer was, she said she was in so much pain, and she found it difficult to walk. When she was walking in, she was finding it very difficult to even lift up her legs. Now, after the prayer, and I'm talking about, is healing relevant for today? Is healing necessary? You know, does God still heal today? Well, the answer to this is yes. This woman, after prayer, she began to move to the side, to the left, to the right. She picked her legs up. She began to jump up and down. She began to rejoice. I mean, it was like an eruption of people just rejoicing with her because they saw her when she first came in. She wasn't able to move the way she was moving that moment. And she was rejoicing in the Lord, stepping up. We were all shouting with her because God has stepped in and healed this woman. There was another woman. Now, get ready for the prayer because we get ready to pray for the sick. But there was also another woman there that had testified of, she said her ailment was fibromyalgia, I believe it was. And she said that she was having difficulty and she would be in pain. And after the prayer, just a simple prayer of faith, You know, the Bible says all it takes is us having faith in God. And just a simple prayer of faith, pray for this woman. And after the prayer, I just asked her, I said, can you do something that you could not do? And there was a lady standing behind her. And she asked the lady, she said, stand right there behind me. She bends over, she picks the woman up off of the floor. And she's bending over, and the lady, you know, her legs is up off of the floor. And she gets back up, she said, I couldn't do that. Bless Jesus, hallelujah. So, yes, healing is relevant. Yes, healing is for today. And, yes, God is still healing his people. So I want to pray for you, those of you that are in need of healing. And I also want you to know that God isn't just a healer of the sick bodies, but he's also a healer of the brokenhearted. So if you're out there today and you need healing for a broken heart, I'm going to pray for you today too. And we're believing God to heal that broken heart, and I'm believing God to heal your body today. So wherever the pain is, wherever the sickness is, if you can place your hand on it, go ahead on and place your hand on it. Or maybe it's a loved one, go ahead and grab that picture and place your hand on that picture. Or if you don't have a picture, you know, just put the name in your mind, and we're going to pray for them right now. And remember, we want to hear your testimony, so contact us and let us know about the testimonies. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up the sickness, we bind up the pain, and we ask now, God, that you will heal the person that's on the other end that's listening today from all pain, all sickness, and disease in Jesus' name. And, Father, for those that are brokenhearted, you said, God, that you are the healer of the brokenhearted. I know you healed my heart, God, when it was broken. And I pray even now, God, because you're not a respected person, that you will heal every person that's listening today that has a broken heart, that you will heal them from the brokenness in their heart, that you will make their heart whole. And even for those that are praying, God, for their children and loved ones that are interceding, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed and be whole from that sickness and from that disease. In Jesus' name, we bind up cancer, we bind up lupus, we bind up high blood pressure, we bind up sugar diabetes, we bind up back pain. In Jesus' name, I speak to your organs, I command them to be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak to your brain, I command it to be healed. I speak to your blood, I command it to be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak to every ligament, every your membrane. Yes, be healed in the name of Jesus. And behold, in Jesus' name, I speak to your eyes. I command blinded eyes to open up in Jesus' name. I speak to every deaf ear out there. I command you to unstop in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you cannot speak, if you're mute, in the name of Jesus, I loose your tongue right now. Speak in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for healing your people today, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor for healing your people today in Jesus' name. And go ahead and receive that, bless Jesus. Begin to praise and rejoice in the God of your salvation. And we thank God for healing you today. And we decree and declare that by Jesus' stripes you are healed.
Amen. Prophetess.
Yes.
Amen. We did get a prayer request from a young lady who is requesting prayer for her hips. Let me just go back and make sure I'm stating that correctly. She's asking for prayer for hip pain.
Okay. So did she leave a name?
Her name is Sandra Johnson.
Okay. Father, we lift up Sandra before you in the name of Jesus, and we bind up that hip pain. In Jesus' name, we ask you to heal Sandra, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we lift the power of God to enter into her hips right and into her bones and to heal her, to deliver her, and to set her free from hip pain now in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes, Sandra is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. And we know the power of agreement, so we call that done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory. Is it over?
Amen. And you've still got a few minutes. Amen. I said it for
long
today,
Jesus,
just to allow you allow you to flow. Amen. 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 But we invite the callers that if you desire to call in for prayer, dial in at 323-927-3014. You can press 1 and be brought in live on the call. Again, 323-927-3014. If you would like to speak with Prophetess Cheryl and have prayer, amen. You can dial in and press 1 and we can bring you live, amen. Back to you, Prophetess, amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Burrell, for that. Bless Jesus. And we are standing in agreement with you, beloved. We know the healing power of God. God heals, and he wants you healed today. And it doesn't matter what the ailment is. And God wants you to know it doesn't even matter how long you've had that sickness. What matters today is you gravitating to faith, believing God. It's time to let it go. It's time to put that sickness behind you. Listen, help is available right now. God wants you healed. He wants you whole. There was an individual in the Bible, a lady that was there. She had been sick for 18 years, bent over. And Jesus saw that woman, and he says, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. God is not a respecter of persons. Just like he healed her, he wants to heal you today. So, again, I'm praying today in the name of Jesus, whatever the sickness is, whatever the pain is, whatever the doctor's diagnosis is, whatever they said, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up that pain. In Jesus' name, we bind that sickness up. We bind up that negative report in Jesus' name, and we loose the healing power of God to flow throughout your body from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet, even throughout your lungs. I hear the word lungs. In the name of Jesus, we loose healing to flow throughout your body, throughout your lungs. Be healed and be whole. For those of you that have been having heart problems, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every attempt, every assignment, every plan, plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy against your body, against your health, even your finances in Jesus' name. And we loose healing right now to flow to you. So we decree over you that your body is healed in Jesus' name. We command your heart to respond to the word of God and be healed and be whole in Jesus' name. And someone out there with your veins, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to those veins and we command you to be healed and to be whole now in Jesus' name. And we give God the praise. We give God the glory for healing you today. Why don't you go ahead and begin to shout and begin to thank God for your healing. It's something powerful about praise and worshiping God, you know, just to seal that thing, you know, just like sealing it in the spiritual realm. God, I receive my healing today. So I'm going to go ahead on and begin to praise you. I'm going to go ahead and begin to shout. And if I were you, I would go ahead and try to do something. Go ahead and do something. Try to do something that you couldn't do. If you couldn't bend over because you had pain, go ahead and bend over and see. Look for the healing, not for the pain. Look for the healing, and you'll see that God has healed you, and you're able to bend over. You're able to pick up your legs. You're able to walk. If you're in a wheelchair, go ahead. By Jesus Christ, get up. Get up in the name of Jesus. Rise up in Jesus' name. If you're in crutches, rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed for people before that could not walk, and God has healed them, and they're walking today. So I send a word to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up. Be made whole. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name and give us the testimony. Call us and give us a testimony. Message us and give Prophet Burrell the testimony of what God is doing in your life today, because we know him to be a healer. I've said my testimony several times. God healed me twice from cancer. I didn't take any chemo. I didn't lose any hair. I didn't change my diet. God supernaturally healed me. And again, he's not a respecter of persons. He didn't just heal me, and he would not heal you. He healed me, and he wants to heal you. He just wants you to have faith. Amen. He wants you to grab a hold of faith now and believe him. Rise up, believer. Rise up, believer. You're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Go ahead and grab a hold of that. Go ahead and run with that word. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd also like to invite you just revise one of my books. If you're still online, it's called By His Stripes, We Are Healed. And it's how to receive and keep your healing from cancer, pain, sickness, and disease. And I invite you to go to the website or message us so we can show you how to get a copy of that book. God bless you. Prophet Burrell.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for all that he's done on tonight. We thank God for the manifested healings that the believers are experiencing even now. Amen. And we thank God for your obedience, Prophet Forrest, for coming on the air and releasing in the atmosphere. Amen. Faith and God's power. And as you stated, this is not anything that you do, but God invites you in on miracles in other people's lives. Amen. And so you just speak the word. We just believe God and we take him at his word, because what he's done in us and through us, he will do for others. So we thank you tonight. We thank God for those who called in. We thank God for those who joined in the chat room. And we pray that you have been blessed. Prophetess Cheryl will be back again on next Thursday. Teaching and prayer. So if you're listening today and you know someone who is standing in the need of prayer, who is in need of a miracle from God, we invite you to join us next Thursday. But don't wait. If there's a prayer request, amen, you can message me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or message Prophetess Cheryl Forrest on Facebook and send your prayer request in. Send your testimony in. Let us hear about what God has done in your life, in your body, in your family, whatever the situation may be. Please just share the testimony of the goodness of God and all that he's done. Amen. God bless you, Prophet. You can close out as you see fit. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophet Burrell. I thank God for you. It's been such a blessing to be here tonight. And believers that are listening, we thank God for your testimonies in advance. I was taught a long time ago, we used to sing a song and said, don't wait till the battle's over to shout now. When you know in the end, you're going to win. So we decree your victory in Jesus' name. Believe and know that by Jesus Christ, you were healed. That means we're already healed. All we have to do now is receive it, believe it, and walk in it. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Good night, amen.